Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Rediscover Hour on this wonderful, this is Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you physical fathers, to all you spiritual fathers, to all you godfathers out there. All of you men who live out in some way, shape, or form fatherhood. Happy Father's Day to you. Now, I know that perhaps for some, this is not necessarily a holiday that brings about thoughts of joy and celebration. For some, I know that perhaps a father figure has been absent in your life. Perhaps a father figure has mistreated you in your life. And being human beings and being sinful, we do have that come up. But the wonderful promise of our Heavenly Father is that His fatherhood is always faithful, is always loving, and will never depart from us. And, you know, I was thinking as I was becoming Catholic, as I was reading up on a little bit of Catholic theology and that sort of thing, a little bit of thought about the Our Father. And we claim God's fatherhood all over the place, of course. In the Our Father, we say it in the Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. If you listen to the words of confession, God, the Father of mercies, you know, you hear His fatherhood again and again and again. And as I was reading that and reading up on that, I noted that, well, God is Father primarily. He is Father of us all in the sense of He has created us all. But God's fatherhood, especially as we refer to Him in the scope of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God's fatherhood is primarily towards the Son, towards Jesus Christ. And initially, I got to tell you, I thought a little bit like, well, that kind of cuts me out of the picture. You know, what God's fatherhood is towards the Son, then where am I in this? And how come I feel like I'm on the outside looking in? But then there is the great gift of baptism, because baptism incorporates us into the sonship of Jesus Christ. He becomes our elder brother, but we share in His filial relationship, His Father and Son relationship with the Father. And we become, as St. Paul reminds us, adopted children of God. We are heirs. We are just as much sons and daughters of the Father, which, again, St. John reminds us, which is truly what we are, as Christ, because of God's great and unfailing love towards the Son. And so hopefully that wasn't too scattered or too theologically deep for you on a weekend when you're probably a nice summer weekend, hot and sticky, I think it's supposed to be this weekend. Hopefully that was just a little bit of something to rejoice in as we come into Father's Day and a celebration of fathers. On the Rediscover Hour today, we're going to be talking particularly about fathers. Ladies, don't tune out yet. I have something for you, too. Deacon Gordon Bird from St. Joseph's in Rosemount is going to be with us to talk about Catholic watchmen as well as about fatherhood in general. But ladies, as I said, I have something for you, too. We're going to be speaking with Leanne Thiemann, who's the keynote speaker of the upcoming wine event, and we have more information about that. She's going to kick off the show for us. And then just to give you a little bit of a teaser, at the end of the show, I'm going to announce a giveaway that we're going to be doing. Since we're not live anymore, we're going to have to do this a little bit differently, but I'm going to give you the details of what we're going to be giving away and how we're going to be doing that at the end of the show or nearer the end of the show. I'm going to give you a little hint about what the prize is, though. It has to do with cars. All right. Hopefully, guys, I got your attention. All right. So that's what's on tap for us here at the Rediscover Hour this weekend, this Father's Day weekend. But let's pause, as we always do, and commit the show to our loving Heavenly Father through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, as together we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to go to break, but when we do come back, we're going to have Leanne Thiemann, who is the keynote speaker at the upcoming wine event. So you don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Rediscover.
Do you know what it means to give first? It's giving without asking for something in return, right? Helping a neighbor, friend, or family member. Giving your time, energy, or money to support a great cause. Well, the folks at Catholic United Financial know firsthand the benefits of giving first. Why? Because they're a not-for-profit financial company. For example, no one asked them to raise millions of dollars each year for Catholic schools. It's what they do. No one asked them to give post-secondary scholarships to over 500 kids each year. It's what they do. No one asked them to create a disaster response team 10 years ago to help those in need. And finally, no one asked them to hold annual volunteer events to help benefit the homeless and those less well off. They do it because they're a Give First organization, and they've been doing it for 140 years. People helping people with life insurance, annuities, and retirement products. Look them up at CatholicUnitedFinancial.org and do business with a Give First organization. Give them a call today.
Back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you again. Glad to be with you on this Father's Day weekend as we will be talking about fathers. But first, a little something for the ladies. Ladies, a wine event is coming up. And if you're not familiar with wine, wine is women in the new evangelization. And the event coming up is a women, wine, and wisdom event called I Didn't Sign Up for This, Lord. I Only Wanted to Buy a Dozen Cupcakes. Very intriguing. The event itself is going to take place on Tuesday, June 26th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at the Highland Hill Chalet in Bloomington. And I just spoke with Jane, who's in charge of the registration, and she said that, yes, there are a few spots still available, so you can register. The cost is now $45, and you can register online at wineandcupcakes2018.eventbrite.com. wineandcupcakes2018.eventbrite.com. Joining me now on the phone is the keynote speaker at that event, Leanne Thiemann, who's the author of multiple Chicken Soup for the Soul books. She's a best-selling author. She's a Hall of Fame speaker. She's been a nurse for 25 years. She's been married to her loving husband for 48 years, three kids, four grandkids, loves to play with them. Welcome, Leanne, to the program.
It's my joy. Thank you.
Great. Great to have you with us. Now, I'm just interested, I've seen those Chicken Soup for the Soul books on almost every bookshelf that I look at. How in the world did you get started writing for those books?
Well, it all began with a story that I get to share when I meet everyone in a few weeks. Actually, my story got published in Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. I wrote my story about being caught up in bringing babies out of Vietnam at the end of the war. And as the attendees will learn, in the midst of the chaos, the baby boy we thought we would adopt in a few years crawled into my arms, my heart, and our family. And we had a son. I wrote that story, got it in Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. I began then writing lots of stories for Chicken Soup and speaking to nurses full-time. And that's when Jack Canfield, then the owner of Chicken Soup, called and asked if I would co-author books with him. And so I am so blessed to have written 14 Chicken Soup for the Soul books now.
Wow, 14.
Yes.
What are some of the other ones that you've written?
Nurses, here's the very best ever. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living Catholic Faith.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, nice. And from that, I had so many stories. I wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, A Book of Miracles, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Answered Prayers.
Wow, wonderful. Well, very good, and a pleasure again to have you on the program today. So I'm just curious. So a lot of the things that you use from Chicken Soup for the Soul, it actually comes from your nursing experience, or is it broader than that? Is it more a general experience?
Oh, a lot of it is much broader than that. For each of the stories, each of the books that I write, I read 2,000 stories that are submitted. And so when I read those stories, then I can help choose the top 101, help the people rewrite them, and put them in the book. So it's not only my stories, it's thousands and thousands of true stories from people. So you can imagine the stories I read from Catholics from all over the world
Yeah.
to write those books.
Right. What do you find as you're writing these books and as you're going through these stories, what do you find to be, is there a common theme about what really seems to touch your heart or is very inspirational to you?
Do you know, every story, no matter how joyful or even how tragic, always has an element of hope.
Mm.
And I've written so many other of the other titles are Mother and Son and Father and Daughter and Adopted. But in every one of those stories, Patrick, and all of those, every book, I end up having a chapter on miracles or divine intervention. Even though it's a secular publisher, there's just no denying that that is the core of all the marvelous things that happen in our lives.
Mm, yeah, wonderful. And as you're traveling around, I know you travel not just for Christian and Catholic conferences, but also for nursing conferences. What do you usually speak about when you speak at a nursing conference?
Well, it's what I get to share also when I do my wonderful wine event coming up. I really believe in order to cope, not just with the war zones of Vietnam and Operation Babylift, but in our lives every day, we need to be strong of mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes as women, as caregivers, we're so busy taking care of other people, we forget to nurture ourselves in these three ways every single day. So again, I speak a lot to healthcare, but I get to, in every single audience, remind them to connect with God every day. And I get away with telling people to pray.
Wonderful.
And so that's my message, the mind, body, spirit.
Excellent. I love it. And as you're traveling around, too, a similar question to the one before about the stories, but I'm assuming you get to meet people of all stripes from a lot of different walks of life. And as they're telling you their stories again, do you sense that same hope that you sense in the chicken soup there, or is there perhaps a lack of hope out there? What do you sense?
Both. Sometimes they feel like there is a lack of hope, and it's always such a privilege. As like you, every time I speak to people, I ask God, please give me the words. And sometimes they don't have that sense of hope, but by the grace of God, often I can find an element in their, even their sadness and in their tragedy, to help them find the hope that we all need.
Right. Something I think we're all called to is to point people towards the hope that
exactly.
is given us in Christ. Yeah. I'm refocusing on this upcoming event. By the way, you're in Colorado, is that correct?
I am.
Yeah. But you're coming to see us here in Minnesota. Have you been to Minnesota before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. So you know what's coming, even though June is a lovely time to come to Minnesota.
Well, you know, my first half of my life, I was born and raised in Iowa, so I do know.
Right, of course. Yes, you're right there. Actually, our next guest on the program, Deacon Gordon Bird, is also from Iowa. So we've got an Iowa-heavy show today. Right. I'm from Wisconsin originally myself, but don't hold that against me. Great. So you've been to us before, and you're coming in. And so the name of the event, again, I think is based around what you're going to be sharing in your talk. I didn't sign up for this, Lord. I only wanted to buy a dozen cupcakes. Can you give us, you've mentioned it, you've alluded to it. Can you give us just a little, I don't want you to give away the whole thing, but just a little teaser about what does that title even mean?
Sure,
I only wanted to buy a dozen cupcakes.
It's going to be so fun. And because I was a volunteer for an organization called Friends of Children of Vietnam. But the only reason I got involved in any of this was ever since I was a little girl, I was kind of drawn to the needs of orphans. I remember Thanksgiving clothing drives at St. Mary's Catholic Church, and I always wanted to make a difference and to help orphans. And I was pushing our two little girls in the mall one day when I came across a bake sale. And it was from Friends of Children of Vietnam, and they were selling cupcakes to raise money for the war orphans. And as I often say, is all I ever intended to do for the orphans of the world was buy a dozen cupcakes.
Okay.
But I bought a dozen cupcakes, picked up a flyer, became a member of the organization after I went to the very first meeting. Within a few months, the president resigned. I became the president, and my basement in Iowa became the Iowa chapter headquarters of Friends of Children of Vietnam. And so I said yes to something small, and God had a much bigger plan that has affected my life ever since.
Mm. And I'm guessing that your hope is that by sharing this story, as you continue to share this story, that you will inspire others to do the same thing, even say yes in the small things and see what the Lord does with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
It's
yeah.
all about that,
yeah.
indeed. And I have just fantastic slides. They'll just love seeing the slides of all these babies. We had hundreds of babies to bring up. And it's just a really amazing, inspirational, actually even funny and fun heart-wrenching and certainly very spiritual story. I can't wait to share it.
Wonderful. My guest is Leanne Thiemann, Hall of Fame speaker and best-selling author of many Chicken Soup for the Soul books. She's going to be the keynote speaker at an upcoming Women, Wine, and Wisdom event. Ladies, the event is Tuesday, June 26th. 6 to 9 p.m. at the Highland Hills Chalet in Bloomington. You can still register. The cost is $45. What will the evening include? It'll include appetizers, fellowship, conversation, insights, laughter, and there will be a cash bar available as well. There will be a social hour featuring music by artist Marie Miller. Yeah, that's right, Marie Miller. $45 to get you all of that. You can still register online, wineandcupcakes2018. eventbrite.com. If you have questions about it, you can give Jane a call at 651-746-9601. So, Leanne, before we wrap up with you, just a couple more questions. So as you're continuing to prepare and prep for this event as well as others, do you have anything new in store? I mean, anything that the Lord seems to be nudging you towards at this point?
Well, that's interesting you should ask. Yes, I have been writing a program called Self-Care for Healthcare to care for those people and all those caregivers, but the Lord keeps nudging me to write my own devotional, so it's on my to-do list to at least begin that this year, to write my own daily devotional, because I'm always encouraging people to read those, and so that's on my list, and now I said it out loud on the radio, so that really is a commitment.
That's right. Now you're in. Very good. Well, we won't necessarily expect you to have them with you on June 26th, but great thing to be looking for, too, a devotional by Leanne Thiemann.
Actually, you know, just on a side note, is they did ask me to bring Chicken Soup for the Catholic Soul and Miracles and Answered Prayers, those books, to this event, because so many people want to copy and would love to have me sign it, and so that's another thing.
Yeah,
part of that wonderful evening we'll share.
Wonderful. That'll be going on June 26th. Again, 6 to 9 p.m. Highland Hill Chalet in Bloomington. Well, Leanne, before we let you go, just another quick question. So for the ladies who can't attend that event, what words might you use to encourage them, those who are listening to us today?
You know, often we are so busy caring for everybody else that we really do neglect ourselves. And so I just encourage every woman to take even as little as 15 minutes a day to just be still and to breathe and to pray and to care for your own bodies every day with the way you eat and exercise and to care for your minds and to think positive and to laugh and connect with God every single day, because if you take even 15 or 20 minutes to do that, then we are stronger, we are happier, we are healthier, and even in a much better place to serve Him even greater.
Leanne Thiemann, keynote speaker at the upcoming Women, Wine, and Wisdom event, Hall of Fame speaker, best-selling author. Thank you so much for being on the Rediscover Hour with us today.
It's my privilege and joy.
Great. We look forward to seeing you on June 26th. God bless.
I can't wait.
Yeah. God bless you.
He does over and over.
Absolutely. Amen. So the event, once again, ladies, is June 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Highland Hill Chalet in Bloomington. Keynote speaker Leanne Thiemann speaking on, "I didn't sign up for this, Lord. I only wanted to buy a dozen cupcakes." How she accidentally got caught up in the 1975 Vietnam orphan rescue. And so just some fascinating stories that I'm sure we'll hear. Included also in the evening is appetizers, fellowship, conversation, insights, laughter, a cash bar, social hour featuring music by Marie Miller, and, as Leanne just told us, book signing by herself. Some of the Chicken Soup's books that she has written, she is going to be on hand to sign. If you would like more information or to register, go to wineandcupcakes2018.eventbrite.com. All right, so turning the page now, guys, the rest of the show is ours. Although, ladies, it might be important for you to keep listening as well. So we are talking about Catholic Watchman Father's Day, and joining me now in studio is Deacon Gordon Bird. Deacon Gordon has been ordained only recently to the diaconate, but is serving up a storm and has a parish assignment at St. Joseph in Rosemount. He's also the communications director for RC Family Farms, which is an Iowa-based agribusiness. During diaconate formation, he worked to build fraternity among Catholic men with regular parish-based gatherings, which is what we're going to be talking about. His wife, Diane, joined him on many of the formation activities. The couple has two adult children and four grandchildren. Deacon Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad you are. So let's start. Well, you know what? Even before we get to Catholic Watchmen, just tell us a little bit about this RC Family Farms. You were talking to me a little bit about it before the show. I think it's fascinating.
Yes. Well, I am an Iowa native, and I know there's a lot of agribusiness in Minnesota as well, but I was raised on a farm in Iowa, and I kind of kept those roots when I left my small hometown of when I was 17 and went in the service for 4 years, around the time Leanne was doing her work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I came back to Iowa State and studied agriculture and stayed in the feed and animal health nutrition business since then. And I kind of was at the local level to the regional level to the national level, you know, across the country, and predominantly with food animals, even though I've worked with companies that take care of both food animals and pets, because we believe in the dignity of life and death for animals as well, right? Whether they're, you know, whether they're consumed, we take care of them, right, or we take care of them as our favorite pet. But that's kind of been what I've been doing for all those years. And I moved back because I moved my kids around a lot, and we moved back here to be around family the last 5 years, and I actually went to work for one of our customers as his communication director to network with a group of farmers that we do a lot of their procurement and marketing of their livestock for,
right,
particularly pork. So I hope you like pork.
I was hoping that you would mention that. As we're recording this, it is Friday, and so yeah. I try to avoid meat on Fridays, but boy, you got me thinking about bacon already. All right, I do like bacon. I do like pork. All right, let's shift gears a little bit now and talk about Catholic Watchmen. Now, there could be very well some listeners who don't know about Catholic Watchmen, who don't know what it is. Can you give us just a brief synopsis of what Catholic Watchmen is?
Sure. Catholic Watchmen was actually kicked off, in the Archdiocese anyway. It's been around. And a few years ago at University of St. Thomas, and I'm a member of parishioner of All Saints, and I was going through formation at the time, and there's probably a group of 20 guys that came to that, well attended. And I think what was intriguing about it, because we have all these men's organizations, whether they're retreat organizations or service organizations like the Knights, for example, or just men's groups. And Watchmen, what that did for us is it gave us kind of the fundamentals, an overarching theme. I believe it's called more of a movement than just a program. And that's something that should be within all those groups, because we've got the seven fundamentals that I often look at. I should know them, you know, they're right dear to my heart, and that's just, and it's basic in football. It'd be blocking and tackling. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, pray every day and try to encounter Jesus in the scriptures. Take some time to do that. Be a spiritual father like Joseph. That's every day. Mm-hmm. That's every day. Then weekly, get to Mass. And engage in some type of service activity. Monthly, go to confession. And what's really important, and I think what we really need to speak to here, is get men involved as spiritual providers and protectors, not just as physical providers and protectors, which they, of course, feel responsible. It's important to do, but that other component of it is as well, because it has such an astronomical impact on their kids, whether they keep their faith when they leave home.
Right, right.
But it has to start in the home. And Watchmen really covers the gamut there.
Yeah, and it's such an important ministry as well, because as you were just talking about, you know, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I know it's like, if you use your word, astronomically different if mom just goes to church or if dad does as well. When dad does as well, there's something like upwards of 85 to 90%, something like that.
The
kids will go to church as well. If it's only mom, it's only, I think, down in the 20s and 30s or something like that. So a very important thing. So what do the Catholic Watchmen do? How do you become a member of the Catholic Watchmen?
Well, anyone, any Catholic man, and actually you can invite your Protestant friends too, or someone that's unchurched to a Catholic Watchmen event.
Absolutely.
But you know, anything that starts from the Archdiocese, at least to me, is a really good thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's something, if the Archbishop and Bishop are really saying, hey, this movement is something you need to take to your local parish, you know, we should do this. And that's where it started, because a lot of, you know, we've been through two different series the last couple of years of these seven disciplines, where videos and worksheets and other Q&A materials were given to us so we could pick the best night for whatever parish, you know, you belong to that fits for men to come and talk about those things, given which discipline, starting with the first daily practice, pray with persistence. And then you go all the way through to, you know, and it's usually around Lent or Easter time where it's fraternity with men, because as always, here it is summertime and there's always a gap, you know, because people are on vacation, school's out, but it's still important for people to connect, you know, for brothers and sisters in Christ to connect and to bring others, you know, tap the shoulders of others to come and join you too, to learn about Jesus.
Right.
And so really it has to, the grassroots is, it has to be occurring at the parish level, or it's really not going to be manifested throughout. It's that one person at a time thing. That's what's so compelling about the Watchman. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love the large scale activities that the Archdiocese does every year. We've got them, they come up in March, but really where it happens is at these local parishes where men are engaging with men constantly to talk about their lives at home, you know, with their children, their lives in the workplace, community efforts, any problems or challenges they have, because a lot of them are very similar that they can share with others.
Right. To hit, as you were saying before, they're meeting together to hit these fundamentals, which is always important, right? You were using a sports analogy, you know, football, you're out there blocking and tackling day after day after day in preparation for the big game, but you can't neglect the fundamentals, which I think is if I may say so, fundamentally important, right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, we all want to make the big play, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't learn the fundamentals, I mean, that you know, that's why you learn proper techniques when you shoot a basket. You know, elbow under the ball, eye in the basket.
Yep.
You know, follow through.
Yep.
You know, all that's, you know, those Ackermans or those type of things. Well, these are fundamentals that we need to follow, because when we get in precarious situations where we can turn someone's heart to Jesus, then the fundamentals just come in naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And they help you meld that message to that situation, because everyone behaves or responds in a different way, mm-hmm. that you're trying to work with, whether they're, like I said, whether they're well-churched with problems or unchurched and don't know anything about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to speak to them. And if you don't know the fundamentals, you're really not fit, so to speak, to do that.
Right, right. And so these are probably relatively manageable groups of men, so small groups of men who are getting together in the parish, yeah? And you're working at it at St. Joseph's, is that right?
Right, and I'll have to give the example with All Saints, because, I mean, I've been at All Saints, and I know the leadership there really well, the vanguard that helped draw this, and now as I go into St. Joseph's this fall, I kicked it off with their leader there to talk about, hey, how can we, you know, how can we get involved and kind of do what we've been talking about earlier, is take these seven disciplines we've been looking at over the last 2 years, but go to the next level, so we can really manifest. And but what they generally look like is 20 to 40 people at a meeting.
Okay.
We go through the disciplines. We usually break up in groups of six or eight, because you get more than that, people don't get a chance to talk.
Right.
And the real key, the culmination, just like Mass is the, you know, the best prayer ever, right? Mm. The culmination is really adoration. At the end of each watchman activity, where we have adoration, you know, usually do a rosary, and, you know, and a blessing. And of course, I was going through formation at the time, and then I became a deacon at the time, and so I got to be involved in that as both an acolyte and then a deacon to really be blessed to work with the men on that. And I plan on transferring that over to, you know, St. Joseph, because the last 6 months I've been there, I've really got to learn and learn of and meet some men that can really make things happen. It's just like anybody else. We just need help to try to get out there more.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about, getting out there more.
Right, right. Yeah. Living the faith day in, day out, everywhere you go. Yep, excellent. But the men's conference, which receives a lot of attention, we hear about that time and time again, the annual Archdiocesan Men's Conference, that falls under the Catholic Watchman umbrella. Have you been to the men's conferences?
Yes, I have. I've, except for one, I've lived here, like I said, going on 7.5 years, I think I've made most of those, except for one because it fell on a formation day. If you're going through the diaconate, you every other Saturday is booked, and usually Tuesday nights. So it depends on that. But and it wasn't until the last couple that they got into the Watchman disciplines. I think 3 years ago, and that was the one that really kicked off. For me personally, because you kind of look for what you think the Lord is calling you to do, saying, you know, I'm drawn to get engaged with men. I said, well, I want to work with my team at All Saints, and now my team at Rosemount, at St. Joe's in Rosemount, to help get involved with men so we can reach out to other men that need us. I mean, it's, and you know, we start with the choir, right? The low hanging fruit.
I've heard of preaching in the choir before. Yes.
Well, you got to go beyond that. I mean, the low hanging fruit is the guys that the priest will bring in, right? That he knows will help start a retreat program, you know, or some type of men's group, and he looks to them to help bring others in. And quite frankly, that's our job. If he is in persona Christi and he's telling us to do that, we better do that.
Right.
And really, that's what this is about.
Yeah.
And trying to reach out and bring other men to Jesus.
Right.
In whatever ways we can. And the Watchman just gives us tremendous disciplines to do that.
Right. Now, I understand that it's moving. The Catholic Watchman is also moving. We're going to continue practicing the fundamentals, making sure that we're doing that. We're on the field. We're blocking, tackling. We're shooting layups. We're shooting free throws. We're passing. You know, that's all the sports analogies. We're still doing that. But we're actually looking to expand that a little bit more, looking to get us out into, again, living our faith in every situation, not just on Sunday mornings at church, not just on Tuesday evenings at Catholic Watchman group. But can you give us any kind of a insight as to what's coming next?
I can give you some insight, because one thing they do when you're ordained as a deacon, they assign you a parish, but they also assign you an outreach ministry, usually, you know, 9 months or so later. Well, 4 or 5 months or so later, I was assigned to, thanks to Enzo, right?
Yeah.
And I was assigned to help with the leadership committee to look at the men's conference for next year, so we could build upon this, move the, you know, what's beyond the Watchman with it still being the umbrella. And really, the three key things that I'm seeing is, you know, before you can ever teach someone, you know, and fraternize with someone, you know, so to speak, and in groups, you got to evangelize to them. And the way you do that is you get them to an event like Watchman. Mm. And the men's conference can be we shouldn't wait until then, but that can be a great time if you bring dynamic speakers in, which we plan to do, that really they're bringing in things that are affecting us in the modern world, and say, you know what, you know, as a Catholic, this is how you should respond and behave in this modern world, because that's truly what's going to make you happy. Because we all know the pleasure, the honor, the glory, you know, that we bring upon ourselves doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It has to come from above, and all that stuff's good, but only if it comes from God. And that's where we need to be. We need to be thinking in that mode. So we're looking at really the kind of that evangelization. You got to bring them in. You got to be a witness first to bring them in, and then catechize, you know, and then to keep it going, you got to gather regularly, monthly at a minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, I see guys, you know, from both parishes meeting in groups of two or three, and sometimes I don't know one of them, because I'm saying, good, there's someone that they're bringing into the fold,
right?
You know, that's asking more questions about having this relationship with this person, mm-hmm. you know, that he's learning is Jesus, mm-hmm. because that's really what it's about. It's about relationship, mm-hmm. and Watchman helps us really develop that relationship.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing where it's going. My guest is Deacon Gordon Bird. He's an All Saints parishioner down in Lakeville, but he's also assigned to the parish of St. Joseph's there in Rosemont. Deacon Gordon, I think we want to talk about fathers too, as it's Father's Day weekend. But I think what we'll do, if you're willing to stick around, we'll take a little bit of a break now, and then we'll come back and talk about fathers, since it's Father's Day weekend. But don't go away, dads and non-dads. Come back and listen to us, because we also got a giveaway coming up. Stay with us. Rediscover.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you? thank you so much for all that you do for all of us. And you touch all of our lives in so many ways, and probably ways you don't realize. I've been a listener for over 10 years, and it's amazing.
Powered by you, this is listener-supported Relevant Radio.
What do you think the greatest act of love that we could do right now would be? I think it is to help other people know Jesus Christ. Well, how can I do that? Well, it's simple. You know, you invite people, you talk about your faith, you share things. You don't have to do it perfectly. And then the other thing you need to do is you need to support organizations who are doing good work, like Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Donate now. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. There are both spiritual and practical benefits to joining our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You can review all those benefits at relevantradio.com, keyword gift, or call 1-877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you again, along with Susanna Parent, our producer. Crystal Crocker is actually in for Susanna today. And Paul Sadek, our technical producer, brought to you by Catholic United Financial, every step, every journey. They are there for life. And this is, as I mentioned before, an Iowa-heavy show. There's a lot of Iowa. I mentioned our first guest, Leanne Thiemann, who is calling in. She was originally from Iowa. Deacon Gordon Bird is who we're talking with now. He's from Iowa. And actually, Crystal, who's in for Susanna today, is also an Iowan. As a Wisconsinite, I'm feeling a little outnumbered here, but that's all right. Dads and dads-to-be and spiritual fathers, we are talking about Father's Day. We've been talking with Deacon Gordon Bird about Catholic Watchmen. Let's talk a little bit about fathers, as Father's Day is on Sunday. So, Deacon Gordon, just wondering, maybe give us some insights about some things that are unique about being a father as opposed to a mother. Obviously, both very important, but what are some of the things that are unique about being a father? You yourself are a father, is that correct?
I am. Yeah. I am, and I think one thing that should really resonate to all fathers is, you know, the complementary effect of a father and a mother, right? You know, so many times, you know, the mother is left on her own sometimes to lead the kids, let's say for spiritual, you know, reasons, but the father has that role because we all have our strengths. You know, we all have things we can do. We can do maybe better than the other, and you have to recognize what those are. And I think children, and it just shows by the data we talked about before, look, you know, if their father is leading them in things that complement their mother, that's going to monumentally help where they go with it. And a lot of that is, you know, we can be a little obtuse sometimes, man, right? So if we really learn, and my wife has taught me this, to be good listeners to our children, depending on where they're at in their life. And mine are growing up, mid-30s now, with kids of their own. But I remember when they were, you know, in single digits and double digits and all that. If you can be in tune to, you know, what they're trying to tell you, and respond to them, you know, whether in a direct way or a supportive way, or always a loving way, depending on the situation. Fathers have a unique way of really gaining traction with the children, because it's something that that I think of. You know, my father died when I was in my early 20s, but I still remember the things he taught me. You know, what did I need to do on farm, at school, when I behaved well or misbehaved, and it sticks with me yet today. And so what fathers do with their kids today impacts them 10, 20 years later. I'll give you an example. My kids were watching, you know, and they were in hiding their later high school years. They were watching some movie downstairs, and it was a minimal value movie.
Okay.
And I came down there and looked at it, and they kind of looked at me because they knew it was something, you know, you should close your eyes to, right, for the most part. And actually, some parts were funny, but I looked at it, and they said, "What's the matter, Dad?" I said, "No redeeming value." And I just walked out. Well, my son brought that up, you know, about 15 years later.
Wow.
About, you know, if we remember anything, and they joked about that, was, you know, whether you're watching something or reading something or doing something with your friends, does it really bring value? And if you can teach that to kids at an early age, and I'm not saying I did that to my kids, you know, perfectly, but, you know, we're always learning, right? That's what, you know, as a parent. But if you can teach that to kids at an early age, it's going to help them to really look at things to say what's, you know, as Bishop Barron would say, what is worthy to worship, right? Mm-hmm. That's what worship's about, mm-hmm. you know, and we all know it's directed to God above, mm-hmm. but it has to bring value here of his goodness, his beauty, and his truth that he's put before us.
Right.
And it really starts with the basic things at home.
I heard you say always loving, always yeah. in a loving way.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes we maybe get suckered into this secular or societal view of machismo that love seems to be a soft word. Yeah. Now, of course, our Lord gives us a different example of that, but it is true, isn't it, that although the fathers might have more of a role of perhaps being a disciplinarian, or perhaps bringing order, certainly of bringing provision, but there's love, and even, dare I say it, there's an openness to a certain sort of masculine tenderness in that as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, even businesses have found out that the soft stuff works, and that's why they try to bring it back into play rather than just slamming data at you and you got to do this and get this done. They know what it's like to actually connect and resonate with people. I see most of them now teaching people how to read people so they can respond to them in the right way so they don't lose them at hello.
Mm-hmm.
We get, you know what? The best thing I learned going through all those things in the corporate world where they spend tens of thousands of dollars teaching you, bringing people in, was use this on your family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. go to your family first. You know, and if you're going to practice, they're going to be your best critic. My wife's my best critic at homilies, right? I mean, you know, and my kids, the kids can be your best critic too if you're listening to them. I mean, you still have that sense of duty as a parent where, you know, you need to say yes to this and no to that, but you do need to talk about stuff and talk about more of the why and not just the what. Mm-hmm. This is why. You need to do this. It's been so much, slam it on the table, do this, but we haven't explained why. And that's a softer side that sometimes isn't easy for a lot of people to do, and I'll say particularly men, because
mm-hmm.
they're saying, just do it. And, you know, my dad was that way. Maybe that was a generational thing. I don't know. But I think that, the softer side works when you know where to play it and work it in the right way, in a loving way.
Right.
You really do. And love comes off in different ways. And we're not talking about the LUV love, right?
Right.
We're talking about the St. Thomas Aquinas love that says you will the good of the other as other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you don't like the person, you know, but gosh, start with your family.
Right. Right. That's willing the good of the other as other. Even if you don't like the person, that's tough. And again, going back even to our Lord's example, I mean, he puts the strength in strength. I mean, he really makes a point of it being something that is not easy, but we need to rely fully on him. What's the role of, I started the program talking about the fatherhood of God.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the fatherhood of God and understanding that has influenced your life as a father?
Well, and you talked about it at the beginning. I mean, the fatherhood of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
About baptism, everything starts there. You know, it's the gateway to the Christian life, where you have to do what Jesus said, yes, make disciples of all nations, but when you baptize this baby, you know, you're bringing them up through a certain stages in its life where you're demonstrating by your example, as God the Father would demonstrate to us as brothers of Jesus, how we should behave. I mean, because you can look at Rembrandt's Prodigal Son painting, right, and see the different images. You know, where are you at in that picture? You know, as a father, are you putting your head on his lap?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one holding the son? There, sometimes you are. you know, are you the brother in the backdrop? It was a little bit.
Oftentimes.
Well, unfortunately, sometimes we are. Yeah. But if we catch ourselves and that's why the scriptures are so important, right? That's why this conversation with God is so important. You know, we learn about Him by reading the scriptures and He teaches us through prayer and things like that, and then we put all these things together, whether it's secular images, you know, or sacramentals that we have loaded all over our house, thank goodness for my wife,
right?
You know, that tells us the story of how we need to behave, and it's all about the Father, you know, blessing us, you know, that story of salvation that we need to live out from blessing to blessing.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that face dads today?
Well, I know one thing. Technology, as good as technology is, it's a challenge because it gets too much share of soul, right?
Oh, I like that.
It really does. And I kind of, you know, you always have to be careful in the corporate world where you use those kind of terminologies. But I kind of talked about it's business for Christ's sake when I was back in the corporate world, because a lot of these things, this is what Jesus taught, you know, over time, right? And but no, it's that share, you know, that share of time. What, you know, what are they're building relationships, you know, via technology, but are they really doing what we're doing here? We're just kind of talking to each other, right, about how we can be better dads.
Yeah,
that's the ticket. If you can get them to know relationships, know how to nurture relationships, or just start relationships, you know, they're going to be a lot better off when they go, because, you know, technology doesn't speak to you. And that to me is what, you know, and I look at my grandchildren that are 7 years to seven or to 12 months in age, and almost 12 months. And I think, gosh, you know, I look at my kids and say, you're going to have a challenge to teach this person how to behave, how to communicate to others. Because right now communications are smartphones and laptops, you know, and pads and TV. And I'm not saying those things are bad. I'm just saying too much of anything is bad.
Right.
You know, except the good Lord, right?
Amen. So the perhaps one remedy to that is to making sure that you have that face-to-face time with your kids.
Yeah.
In a place that allows an openness, a vulnerability, a chance to really inform one another's lives that doesn't have all these distractions, interruptions. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a shutdown time.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, my kids when they were younger go back to the Nintendo days, right?
Yeah.
And my son, he say, okay, every minute of this, you got to read 2 minutes. And you know, it helped. I don't know if he always did that because I wasn't always watching it. But you know, he's probably laughing, or he'll laugh later on.
Yeah.
And when he hears that, but it did one thing. It got him to read. Now, my daughter was already an avid reader, so I didn't have to worry about that, and she wasn't hung up on video games. But therein goes the challenge. You got to know your children and how to speak to them given the task or the situation at hand, because every situation, every task is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge of a dad, or, you know, is responding to that effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And the good Lord above can help you if you keep wrapped into these daily, weekly, and monthly practices. The Holy Spirit will work through you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about trust, right? That divine mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I trust you. Huh. Jesus, I trust you. And we just need to go there.
Deacon Gordon Bird, deacon assigned to St. Joseph's in Rosemont and also active at All Saints in Lakeville. I want to thank you for being on the Rediscover Hour, but I'm wondering if, as we close off, you could say a quick prayer for fathers and give us your blessing as well.
Absolutely, and actually we'll use the Watchman prayer with a customization.
Okay.
Okay? And dear Lord Jesus, help us to be faithful in following your leadership and actively participating in your mission. May we walk in your provision and never step out of your divine protection. Help us to be faithful leaders at homes, at our parishes, at workplace, in our communities, in wisdom, sacrifice, and love. Help us provide for our families, parishes, both physically and spiritually, knowing that heaven's our reward. May we faithfully fulfill our duties to protect those entrusted to us, both physically and spiritually. And like St. Joseph, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, may we humbly fulfill the duties that have been placed upon us as men of God. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Deacon Gordon Bird, thank you so much for being on the Rediscover Hour. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, it's giveaway time. So I told you it had something to do with cars. It is not actually giving away a car. I'm sorry to disappoint you if that's what you were hoping for. But here's what we've got. We've got 4 free tickets to the upcoming MRSA Back to the 50s Classic Car Show, which is taking place next weekend, June 22nd to 24th, here in the state fairgrounds here, the Minnesota State Fairgrounds there in Falcon Heights. Here's what you need to do if you'd like to enter this drawing for the giveaway of these 4 free tickets. Email your name and phone number to our producer, Susanna Parent, to be entered into the drawing. Her email address is parents, that's P-A-R-E-N-T-S, at archspm.org. Again, parents at archspm for St. Paul, Minneapolis, archspm.org. Only one entry per person, and the drawing will be held this Monday, June 18th, and the winner will be contacted by phone. So name and phone number to parents at archspm.org. We got 4 free tickets to the MRSA, that's the Minnesota Street Rod Association. So I've got that backwards, MSRA, there we go, MSRA, Back to the 50s Classic Car Show at the State Fairgrounds, June 22nd to 24th. So if you'd like to join that or like to enter that, please do send an email. And now we've got many other things we've got coming up. So stay with us. We've got a whole list of things on how you can deepen your relationship with Jesus. We'll be back right after this. Rediscover.
Seems like the roller coaster stock market has everyone on edge lately. What if you could find something safe and secure that's guaranteed to grow, no matter what the market does? If you want to safely tuck your hard-earned money away, but still want growth, your friends at Catholic United have just the answer, a Catholic United annuity. Their current first-year crediting rate for new annuities is 3% with a guaranteed annual rate of 1.5%, better than most bank CDs you'll find. Catholic United annuities are safe with 0 account service fees, and you can set them up like a Roth or traditional IRA. Plus, if you want, you can even create monthly, quarterly, or yearly income payments back to yourself. What's not to like about that? Guarantee yourself a positive return, free from stock market risk. Go to CatholicUnitedFinancial.org and find your local rep who can walk you through all the options. Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they are there for life. Give them a call today.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Glad to be with you. We've got a number of things to go through, Paul. Our list is long today.
It is. All young adults ages 18 to 39 are invited to come to the Summer Theology on Tap series at O'Gara's in St. Paul. Topics on faith and contemporary issues that directly affect the lives of young adults. Join us Wednesday, June 20th to hear from Dr. William Junker speak on Were the Dark Ages Dark? Social hour, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Dr. Junker begins at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit the events page at archspm.org or visit the Cathedral Young Adults Facebook page.
Here's that wine event. Wine, Women in the New Evangelization invites women of all ages to Women, Wine, and Wisdom on Tuesday, June 26, 6 to 9 p.m. at Highland Hills Chalet in Bloomington. The talk, I Didn't Sign Up for This, Lord, I Only Wanted to Buy a Dozen Cupcakes, is for every woman who has ever been asked by God to change her plans. For Catholic author and speaker Leanne Tiemann, simply buying a dozen cupcakes turned into saving hundreds of babies in the Vietnam orphan airlift. Take an evening to refresh your weary soul with hope-filled stories from Leanne and enjoy folk and pop music from very talented Marie Miller. Social hour begins at 6. Music and talks begin at 7. Invite your friends and reserve a table for 8. Early bird pricing ends June 10th, so I guess that's gone already. But for more information and to register, visit catholicvineyard.com/events.
Grandparents, you're invited to bring your grandchildren for a summer pilgrimage to the majestic Cathedral of St. Paul, Thursday, June 28th, 1 to 3 p.m. The special event takes place during the annual Fortnight for Freedom as we look forward to Independence Day. The pilgrimage to the cathedral will include the opportunity for your grandchildren to have an up-close view of the sanctuary, altar, Archbishop's chair, brief tutorial of the Mass by Father John Paul Erickson, and more. Land the Pilgrimage in Hayden Hall with cookies and lemonade. For more information and to register, visit rediscover-faith.org and click on events.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of Humanae Vitae, an encyclical written by Pope Paul VI to reaffirm the Orthodox teaching in the Catholic Church on married love, responsible parenthood, and the continued rejection of unnatural forms of birth control and abortion. In recognition of this anniversary, Bishop Andrew Cousins will be meeting with young adult groups throughout the Twin Cities to discuss Humanae Vitae and address questions. You are invited to the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis on Thursday, June 28th. Q&A with Bishop Cousins will take place from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. in St. Teresa of Calcutta Hall, the lower level of the Basilica. For more information, visit tcya.archspm.org.
Be transformed and transform the world. The Office of Evangelization announces the Missionary Discipleship Series coming this fall. This series includes 3 4-week sessions in the fall, winter, and spring, each week with a live speaker and time for reflection, prayer, and Q&A with the speaker. For more information, visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org. There's a series starting in October at St. Hubert in Chanhassen. Location for the Young Adult Series is coming soon. And what's up next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about religious liberty and faithful citizenship with Minnesota Catholic Conference. We'll be joined with Executive Director Jason Adkins, who will share about the upcoming start of 9 Days for Freedom. We'll also hear from Outreach and Policy Coordinator Rachel Herbeck and Communications Associate Sarah Spangenberg, who will be on air to talk about engaging young people in faithful citizenship. In the meantime, folks, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday evening at 9, Saturday at noon, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. Brought to you by Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for life. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.